What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my co-host, CW.
Hey, it's me.
And you're listening to The Misfit Effect. Today we have an absolute joy for you. Someone who, as soon as I met her, I see a lot of, you know, something that was just awesome. And I was hoping to get her on as soon as I could. And I'm glad that we finally have an opportunity to bring her on. She's a newbie. She's been around for since last year. So without further ado, the wonderful, the magnificent, the beautiful Olivia J. How you doing, Olivia?
Hey, everybody.
So for the people out there who have the misfortune of not knowing who you are yet, tell them who is Olivia J.
Olivia J is an American porn star. Whatever they say on Wikipedia, I guess.
I've never heard someone say it like that. So, what made you go ahead and try to join this wonderful industry that, you know, we've been sucked into?
Why not? I mean, all right, so it's kind of a long story, but I'll give like the abbreviated version.
When this is all about you, you can take how much time you want to explain. This is the Burbank Misfits presents Olivia J.
Oh, nice. I like it. So I started out dancing back in the day, like a while ago. I was dancing through college. Then I graduated from school and then got a quote unquote real job. Then worked that for a while until COVID hit. Then, you know, my job disappeared just like everyone else's during COVID. So then I started camming and made on OnlyFans, and agencies started hitting me up. And these were like top agencies too. So I felt like, you know, it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I just went ahead and took advantage, and yeah, the rest was history. They flew me out here, started shooting for companies, and yeah, been having a great time.
That's what's up. I think when I met you in person, you had just did like two scenes. This is back in October when I first met you in person. So I'm glad that you have added a lot to your resume since then.
Yeah.
So how's the experience? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, like, yeah, it's been a journey.
So how's your experience been so far? Like, is there anybody who you're looking forward to working with and stuff like that? Who is Olivia J top five?
Okay, nice. So because this is such a new experience for me, I'm just going in just super open-minded and just open and ready for whoever I come across. So yeah, I don't, and I hate to say it like that, but I don't know everybody yet. So like, you know, there's a few people I would love to work with, you know.
No, what I mean, because I know there's like, I don't know everybody in this industry, but I know I come across many different faces here and there, and I'm like, okay, if I was a performer and I wasn't just, you know, behind the scene doing whatever I do, it's like, I would love to work with that person. And it's just always an idea. Like, people have people in their mind, they say like, huh, I can make magic with that person. So
right. But then again, like, you can't go based off of looks either.
Well, I don't mean looks. I mean, like, I sit back and watch them.
Oh yeah, because I could see people that are like attractive and be like, I would love to work with them, but then, you know, just because they look good doesn't mean, you know, the the vibe is good. So for me, I'm all about the vibe.
Understandable. Good. I can see that. Because I've seen some
beautiful... Yeah, if there's not any chemistry on camera, then it doesn't matter how good everybody looks.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I've seen some beautiful people make some horrible scenes.
I mean, it happens, you know. There's some good days, there's some bad days, just like any other job I'm learning.
Yeah. I agree. So, what's from Trina Thaw here? So what is like, give us something about Olivia that like is not personal, but it's like just what does Olivia like to do?
Okay, what is, as far as what, like for fun?
For fun. What do you do for fun? What does Olivia J do for fun?
Okay, what does Olivia J do for fun? So, you know, I'm new to LA, Vegas, you know, their whole scene. So I'm learning all the good food places, all the good bars or whatever. So, like I said, like, this is a whole new experience for me. So I'm just super open. But I love a good rooftop bar, like good food, good music, good vibes.
You know, I always say this, and I don't know if you've had it or not, but I feel like as far as food goes, just regular food, like out here, everybody might have told you to go to In-N-Out, and I find that place very overrated. But there are a lot of good food places that are really just hidden gems that people don't know about, like especially in the Tujunga area, and they're just magnificent.
In the Tujunga area?
Huh?
Continue, sorry. I'm being an asshole.
Oh, the what area?
I missed what he said too.
The Tujunga area. It's a little tiny chucked up place part in the valley.
Tujunga area?
Tujunga.
Okay. And like, what kind of food is this?
Basically, well, this place is right off of a golf course. And they have a variety amount of food. And I find it delicious. It's just a little more costly. Cause like whenever I go out and I really want to go out, I eat, you know, like I have money. And like just to pretend for a second.
You got money.
I like to pretend I have money for a second. You know, I'm not broke by any means, but it's, you know, just the fact that
flex.
Oh, that wasn't a flex. I said I'm broke.
He got money. Okay.
I got money.
No, I said it's not like I got money. I said I'm not broke, but like I like to pretend I have money for a second. You know, just sit amongst the people who got money and just say, okay, I can get this. You know, and then, you know, have to work like three times harder to, you know, pay it off, you know, off that credit card. So,
so that's like a cool tapas restaurant.
You said a cool topless restaurant?
No,
tapas.
Like tapas. Like small tapas.
Place. I like tapas.
Yeah. There's a Bakari and there's a few locations, but I usually go to one in Glendale. And then there was this one I was supposed to go to, but I didn't watch it. And there's a few cool like fusion places. This is one in Hollywood called Indie Mex, and it's Indian Mexican fusion.
Oh.
Yeah, they have an excellent chicken tikka burrito.
I didn't know COVID has made it so hard to enjoy so much more stuff.
Especially, I know.
Especially since more so now, I actually want to go out and get food. But it's like you got to go in, carry out, and then leave. And like it kind of kills the experience a little bit because like for example, for my birthday this year, I had this thing for some free Benihana. And like The whole Benihana experience is sitting there and watching them cook the food, you know? Right. And it's like, so I went there, got the food, then I went home and watched people play video games on Twitch while I enjoy my birthday dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how, it just kills the experience, you know?
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, that's one thing you, like, whenever we open up and you're out here, who knows when we're fully open up, because there are some places that are open, but it just, I miss enjoying food, like how we should enjoy food. But I understand.
Yeah, we got to be responsible. We got to be safe out here. So I totally get it. I feel you.
I'm vaxxed now, but like I just got to, you know, just wait for everybody else to get vaxxed so I can enjoy me a sandwich amongst humans.
That's good.
So how, like, you entered the industry during COVID.
Yep.
Do you feel that it was a lot harder for you to start off, or was it just been everybody with open arms and stuff like that?
You said, do I feel that it was what?
A little harder?
A little harder. I wasn't in the porn industry pre-COVID, so like I wouldn't be able to like judge it off it. Off of anything else, but from what I'm hearing from other performers, this is a really good time to get into the industry because of the advent of things like OnlyFans and, you know, all these other fan sites that are taking off. So like even when I'm not shooting for studios, I'm doing my own thing on my OnlyFans.
Okay. Because I know for a lot of performers who were in beforehand that, you know, when it first started, it hit them really hard because everybody shut down. So, but then things started picking up and things were going. And I'm glad that, you know, people have that avenue of OnlyFans because it does give them, you know, a little push. I'm trying to, like, I'm up here using my hands, y'all. I'm sorry. Whenever I'm trying to talk, I use my hands, and I'm doing it right now. And it's like no one's able to see what I'm doing with my hands right now. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like OnlyFans is definitely like sustained me during the slow times, because a lot of people don't understand about porn. There's peaks and valleys, there's slow times. So, you know, when I'm not out here working, like I'm pretty much just doing my own thing with my OnlyFans, just shooting different kinds of scenes that my fans want to see. And it's definitely sustained me during the slow times.
So what are your long-term goals in this industry?
So for long-term, I would definitely love to get into producing and directing eventually, or doing something behind the camera, because okay. I have a lot of ideas and a lot of just creative energy I just want to put to use.
Okay, that's what a lot of people say. You know, you could do that. Like, you can. You don't have to. You know, where you could like. Cause you like whenever you do your OnlyFans, I don't know how you do it in yours. Cause I know some people just, you know, sit back and it's just them, whatever. But I do know some people sit back and make it a thing, make it like a little storyline with whomever they're with, mm-hmm. in the scene, whatever, and then make it into something, you know, like you're playing a character going into it. And like they make their fans pay for, like they get the, I don't know how you are set up, but they have a little promo of whatever it is, the whole full production, and then pay the view for the full, like, you know, when they go all out. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah,
sounds
yeah,
exactly that makes what
sense.
You like.
Well,
yeah, I definitely.
No, CW's making fun of, like when I watch adult entertainment, like there's it's so much, like, because I know so many people in the industry, there's so many key categories that the, like, what I watch has to hit in order for me to really enjoy it.
Oh yeah, what are the categories?
Okay, one, I only watch girl or solo. I do not want to see it. Like, I love my friends that are males in this industry. I wish them the best, and I want them to succeed in every which way possible. Personally, I don't want to see their dick. I'm sorry. I mean, I know they're out there, you know, waxing whoever they're with, but personally, I and then, like, CW can back this up because we've had people stay at our home before. This is back when we lived together, years ago. We stayed at our homes, whatever. And I know since he watched Boy Girl, like, the dude just happened to randomly be in something he randomly clicked on, and it messed him up for a little bit.
Ruined it. I was like, his dumb face, shit.
It was like, after a while, it's like, so for me, they have to be, girl. Then I prefer a storyline. Like, I don't like, I mean, a lot of people like just like to, you know, pick a scene, skip to the parts that they like. Like, if someone likes to watch,
Give Me the Flesh.
Yeah, they like certain things, so they skip throughout the porno for whatever. So they'll pay for it, if they pay for it. Skip to this part and say, okay, I'm watching this part. And do what they gotta do, finish, put it away. For me, I need to know why these two people are having sex. Like, right. I need to know why. Like, I don't care if the storyline is stupid. It needs to, like, I need a reason. And if, like, for example, if it's like a stepmom daughter thing, I'm stressed out from being in college. Okay, let's go get a massage somewhere, and the mother's sitting there while someone's giving them a massage, whatever, and then, like, it turns sexual. And yeah, thank you. Okay, I understand the situation. She is stressed out. Her mother wants to help. The masseuse is just really, really horny, and they got it in. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, the end.
I need to know the background story.
I'm glad that somebody appreciates the story behind, like, the dialogue part, because that part takes a while to get down.
Some people still haven't gotten it down, but yeah, I agree.
Damn, Rockstar.
No, there are people. No, there are literally classes.
Shade comes from Reed.
There are literally classes that go on, well, before COVID, probably after COVID, to help people who are performers learn how to talk, act. Because, you know, sex itself is acting when you're on camera, but how to speak, act, you know, like saying hi, like whatever, like to give people, like, you know,
hello instead of hello.
Because, like, there's honestly have been some acting that was really, really bad that made me not want to watch this thing.
Wow, you're like, yeah, it just took me out.
Yeah, like, I like the fantasy. I like to be wild. Like, give me, like, I like to be interested in the character in order for me to, you know, be interested. And then it sucks even more because since I know a lot of people who are in the industry, like, there are so many people who I know, it just makes me not want to watch. Like, it depends on how deep I know them too. So if I've known someone really, really well for years, like, I probably cannot watch them, you know, because it's to the point where, Like, I know a lot of people, our performers' real names. So if I know your real name, I know your background story, I know your favorite dessert, and from knowing you, not from like reading some website. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, that's Jen. I'm gonna use a name that doesn't belong to anyone I know. That's Jenny. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it just took me out the fantasy. So anyway, so storyline, girl. And for me, I prefer the girl to have strap on. So if they can fit all that, that's not a lot, but that's a perfect scene for me.
Okay. Yeah, everyone has fantasies.
Yeah, so it's one of the things that CW joked about with me about, because for me, like, a lot of people don't like the storylines. I love the storyline. I need to know everything that's going on. Otherwise,
I guess it depends on what you're into. I mean, some things I don't require a storyline. Like, I don't know, feet videos. I don't think they require storylines.
I mean, okay. So this is another thing too, Elizabeth. So for some reason, people have had me release these set P videos. People have had me sit back and record them for them. And I don't get it.
You don't get what?
Why people like to get peed on people.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
Yeah, good. Don't do it.
I was saying feet videos, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I don't like, and I'm petrified of feet.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that. That's a really common fetish.
No, I said I'm petrified.
I heard you say you're petrified. Yeah. But I'm saying a lot of people are into that.
That's another, like, I don't get it, but that's just because, you know, of my phobia. So, I know CW likes feet.
I know exactly why I like feet.
Why do you like feet?
So, my mom had really bad feet. And she used to, like, use, like, a razor blade and, like, pumice stone on her feet. Like, all the time. And it was just all so much stuff about her feet. And then I remember I used to carry the, like, gray, dead skin water, and it'd be like sloshing. Oh, I'm having a, And then I pour it out, and then, I don't know. And then I was just like, oh, her feet are bad. And then I just didn't know for years. Until about, I don't know, maybe a year ago, I was like, oh, shit, I'm really into feet. Like, I really am into feet. Why do I have so many photos of feet, of my girlfriend's feet? Why? And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm a foot guy. I didn't know.
Yes.
Some very Freudian, deep stuff.
I like a good foot guy. But yeah, that's interesting. Like, your mom and how that connects and everything. Like, the human mind is, like, interesting.
It's a mess.
I that's one thing I don't get. Someone kicked me with their bare foot the other day, took me out to move. This is the other day. This is like 2 days ago. So, and it just destroyed it for me. yeah, this is recent. It's like it's just barefoot. Like, if it was in a sock or a stocking or something to cover up the freaking nubs of a freaking toe. Anyway, so Mike, what'd you say, CW?
I said we're getting off track here.
Yeah, I realize that. That's what I'm trying to. As I'm trying to bring it back. So what agencies have you shot with so far that's been released?
What agencies or which companies?
Companies, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. So I've shot a lot of team skeet scenes, Reality Kings. I just shot my second Reality Kings scene last week.
Okay.
Digital Playground. I shot my second Digital Playground last week as well.
Okay.
My Brazzers debut just came out.
Okay.
So I'm super stoked about that. Yeah, just a lot of different companies.
What have been your favorite scene thus far? Or do you feel that you had the most chemistry with in your shooting so far?
Okay. I think my Naughty America scene. So that was my Naughty Office scene. So I was the slutty secretary.
Okay.
And in that scene, I think what made it so the orgasm was just so strong. I think what made it so strong was because that was my first scene back since being sick. So I had COVID a while back. And when I shot that scene, that was literally my first scene back. Okay. So this was after over a month of no human contact, not being touched at all in any way. So I got on set and, just got stimulated and got overstimulated. So I got, how vulgar can I get on?
You can say whatever you want to say. You a grown woman.
Okay. I just don't know what platforms you're going to put this on.
You can put explicit on there. You can say whatever I personally don't curse, but you can say whatever the heck you want in the world. You can say anything that's not,
Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah. All right. So basically I'm just wet everywhere. I'm wet down there, soaking wet. And then it felt so good. I started crying too. And it wasn't because I couldn't handle, the dick, because he was big. He was pretty big, but it wasn't because of that I was crying. I was crying because it was just, it felt so amazing and just being touched too. So yeah, that felt so good. I had multiple orgasms during that scene.
That's I can see what you mean. I think not being touched for a while and just having that built up that built up in your loins, just then you finally was able to enjoy everything, especially many. Yeah.
Yeah, that desk was slippery. I was trying to hold on for dear life, but I kept sliding off because it was just so slippery. But...
hey, but that's what makes a good scene though, because it's pure. Who are you shooting with in that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you shooting with in that scene?
Brad Newman.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Brad. Yeah, he was really cool. He was a sweetheart.
And go ahead.
What were you about to say?
I was gonna say, everybody out there listening, make sure when this podcast is over with, you go check that scene out particular, especially since you know the story behind it. It makes it that much better for you.
Yeah, they cut out a lot from that scene. For instance, I squirted three times, big squirts, but they cut the squirts out.
Yeah, the thing is, some companies want you to squirt more, and some just don't want you to squirt at all.
Yeah,
and it's I wasn't
into our market.
And the thing is, I wasn't into squirting until later in my life. When I first started watching porn, it was just. I wasn't into it, and then I hit 26, and it was just oh, make her squirt, So don't judge me. But yeah, that's what, that's tough they took it out though, because I feel that there is a huge market for squirters. Because not everybody can squirt.
Mm-mm, not in real life anyway, because, you know, a lot of people, they're just straight urinating on you, you know? And there is a difference, you know? Yeah. Real squirt, not pee. Have you ever experienced a squirter, a real squirter?
I have had one girl particularly squirt, and I didn't know if it was squirt or pee.
I think so. Now you have me down. I'm like, did I just get pissed on?
Yeah, because it's just like, because like it wasn't the girl herself. Like, I didn't want to say this or that. And she's the only person I can go off of, because like I've only ever made one girl squirt. It's like I can't say if it was piss or she peed on me or she squirted on me. I need another reference in my personal life to say, okay, yeah, that girl squirted too. Or say, oh, blah blah blah, straight up pissed on me. Okay.
Yeah, I think the people that's like pissing on people, they're giving us real squirters a bad rap.
No, I mean, I agree, but it's just like I can't say if I did in my personal life or not. That's on my checklist. make another girl squirt.
Yeah, I hope you get to experience it again.
No, like a lot of people I've dealt with, they're very, very, they can get wet, but they don't squirt it all out. So, or I'm just not doing something right. But that's a different,
not everyone can do it, you know?
So
there was a point when I couldn't do it. And, like back when I was dancing, there was a guy that used to come into the club, and he was a porn guy. I don't think he was like a mainstream performer that, you know, we all know or anything, but you know, he did porn. And I would ask him, like, so the squirting, is that real or is that fake? You know, because it looked fake, you know, like, because I couldn't do that with my body at the time. But he told me, like, oh, just let go. Like, let go. Like, what the hell does that mean? Just let go. Like, almost got mad at him until one day, you know, I just let go. And it happened.
But yeah, I can see that. I don't know. Because, like, the body is different for everybody. But I'm glad that you're able to squirt. Because I've seen the videos that you've posted of you squirting. So, and I know a lot of your fans and people who watch and enjoy your videos enjoy seeing you do that, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I mean, especially you have someone who can make you do it on multiple occasions.
Oh yeah.
And like I was saying, you're still like, you haven't hit your first year yet, have you? Then you started October?
Almost. In August, it'll be a year.
Okay. So yeah, you still have a lot more sex to go. So to experience a lot of crazy ones. I don't know who all you've been with so far. So you have a lot coming up. And everybody, please make sure you go out and check out that scene and her other ones she's released so far. Because I know that, like, from speaking to her when I first met her in October, she has a lot to offer in her scenes and stuff like that. So I feel that anything and everything that she releases to you is a lot of hard work and effort that goes into it. So I can guarantee that you will enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, I'm just giving credit where credit is due, darn it.
I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah. So I was telling CW where I had, where I met you at in person, and earlier before we started, while we were talking about the new design. So as far as since we were talking about fetishes, are you interested in doing anything with like the kinks, like kink.com, stuff like that, with their type of fetish things that they produce?
Oh yeah, I would love to do something for kink.com. I did a kinky scene last week. It was like a edging scene. So it was a girl scene where I'm just getting edged to death. And of course, you know, I can't handle it. So I'm just coming all over the place, squirting, coming, everything. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. You guys will see that soon. It was for Digital Playground.
You know, I don't know what that word means. I try to slowly grab my phone while you're describing edging? It.
Oh, edging?
You don't know what edging is?
So edging is basically when...
Okay, that's what it is. When you bring someone just to the point. Okay.
Edging is when you bring someone to the brink of orgasm and then you stop. You just deny them that release. So it was prolonging the process until the point where you have an explosive orgasm.
I think my lawyers would get mad at that.
it's kind of like college, bro.
What?
A lot of edging.
I don't follow.
Oh. You know, you never... been in college hanging out, and then like, you kind of messing around, and then it's like, oh, I gotta go.
No.
And you don't, okay, well, never mind.
When I was in college, I was not a good person in college when it came to me and having sex with people. If I started with somebody, you know, I finished. Okay. And I hope they finished too. I would do my best to make sure they finish too. I wouldn't want to leave them unfinished.
Well, shit, not everybody was sexually active. Gee, sorry.
I was really bad in high school, like in high school, college. Cause you had more freedom to get around.
Yeah, see, I was the opposite. So I was always a girlfriend. I was always somebody's girlfriend up until recently.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to stop being somebody's girlfriend?
I mean, because I wasn't a wife, you know, like, because I'm not about to be, you know, giving you all of this good loving and everything else, you know, that I bring. If it's not going to lead to, you know, further commitment at the time, that's what I was looking for. But now, you know, I'm prioritizing my career.
I understand that. I can see that.
Understandable, as you should.
I mean, especially now since things are getting better for, you know, everything, and your star is currently rising. So it's kind of like you have to make sure that, you know, you put Olivia, like, well, you mm-hmm. as a person first before you do anything else, you know? Because if you don't, who is?
Exactly. Yeah.
Relationships are worse. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and this is like really my first time being single in like literally forever. And, you know, there's good days, there's bad days. But, you know, I'm learning how to, like, basically just be with myself, you know. I think that's what everyone is learning during COVID, especially. But just navigating this new career and being out here on the other side of the country, away from, you know, people I know. Yeah, it's definitely different, especially going through it alone with no partner or anybody.
For me, like, the greatest benefit is, like, I don't know, like, because I'm not as much of a family person, so I was grateful not to be near my family when I moved out here to LA from Indiana. So I'm just glad not to be in that state, in the vicinity, in the region anymore. So I don't really have any. I don't have any family out here. TW is the closest thing to family I have out here. So it's like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah, I became single during COVID, and yeah, like, ooh, what a time to be alone. But yeah, you learn a lot about yourself, and you read some interesting books, I guess.
See, the thing that sucks for me is I had a date set up with someone, like, because they went out of the country because their job makes them travel, and so they went to China for work, and when they came back, they had to be on that 2-week lockdown. They couldn't go anywhere. Then LA just shut down and nothing was open. And it was just kind of like, well, that could have happened. So I still have not met up with that person on a date since. So it's kind of like, so COVID has thrown in, you know, obstacles, but it makes you think about everything in general.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's probably good, man, because like I've been doing the COVID. I tried to jump right back in the pool and things are just intense, too accelerated. You'd be like, oh man, I like you, I love you. we're apart. And then you'd be like, how long have we been together? You'd be like, it's been a month. What? It's been a month? Yeah, it's just been a month, man. Like, oh shit, this COVID relationships, you be like, damn, I'm seeing you. We got nothing else to do. I'm seeing you 3-4 times
a week.
A week, it seems like it's been 3 or 4 times as long. Well, I'm stressed out about a person I've known a month.
So it makes it feel like it's longer during COVID?
Yeah, kind of, well, yeah. Yeah, because it's like you're more intense. That's like a person, one of the only people you're seeing like on a regular basis. You're not like out being like, who's this person? You're like, oh, hey, you know it's a pandemic out here. So, you know, we can't be doing this with too many people.
Yeah, so you're like really restricted and you, because like if you're dating or you're talking to somebody, like you might see them like, you know, like 3-4, like 2-3 times a week, whatever, or the weekend maybe, spend a hangout with that time. But during COVID, like y'all didn't like see each other every day because y'all can't go anywhere. Ain't nothing open. Most of y'all work from home.
Yeah, or you're the least paranoid of your friends. So you're like, let me go find a person I can hang out. Like, oh yeah, I can't be hanging out with too many people. And then it just gets intense. And then you're like, what am I doing? As things start to open up, you're like, what? What was I doing? Why was I tripping? I don't even know this person.
Yeah.
It's been a year already? Shit.
Honestly, I have not dated. Like, I mean, I've been on a few dates here and there, but like I haven't really like been dating like that. I just been just working, traveling.
That's the worst thing you should do
that's
right now.
That's the smart move.
Because like right now, you're Vegas right now dancing, correct?
Yeah.
So like I see you've been doing that a lot, and I know that for your fans out there, like, cause I seen you dance, like you had Vegas and you dance in your home city. I don't want to say where you're from, your home city. And like, are you not out here in Orange County? I know Orange County is open for dancing. I know LA still isn't.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, LA is close because that was one of the ways I made money was doing, I do events, might still do them when this is over with, I don't know yet, but I do events at the strip clubs out here in LA. So what kind I did the God, I'm not gonna count the boxing because I don't want to put a model to that again. But I did the naked oil wrestling.
Okay. So
I brought in porn performers, and but they're it says naked wrestling, whatever, but they're just rubbing oil on each other and getting money for it, and that's it. Yeah, and all they gotta do is it's three rounds, and basically the first round is you wrestle against each other because this is a fully nude bar, club, whatever. So the first round you wrestle get each other tops off. The second round you wrestle for the bottom, and the third round we have these little tennis ball thingies, and you have to throw them into a bucket, and then the winner wins. That's it. That is the entire thing. But most of the girls basically was just rubbing oil each other the whole time, or not grind, scissoring, but just rubbing up skin to skin connection. And that was it. And some girls made a lot of money. Some girls didn't make anything because they had no energy. But it was the only thing I didn't like about it was because it was when you for the bars out here in LA, if you serve alcohol, you can only get topless. But if you don't serve alcohol, you can get fully nude, which is different in different states. And people are more likely to tip more if they're intoxicated or they've been drinking more so than if all they have to drink is soda pop or water or a hookah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Go ahead.
There's this nail salon I go to back home called Mimosa, and they literally serve you mimosas. And I think they do that so you can tip more. So that makes sense.
That's the only thing I didn't like about it, because I feel that a lot of the girls who were there deserved a lot more money than they were receiving. Because I will admit, I'm not the biggest fan of strip clubs in general, but I want to make sure that everybody who I even bring into something is getting paid for their time, their effort, their energy, mm-hmm. So that's just my take on it. But I love doing that, and I love doing everything else I do in this fun, crazy industry, So, mm-hmm. And that was the only time I went to strip clubs. So, but LA is still closed right now. So, but Orange County is open, because Orange County's been open.
Yeah, I've never been to Orange County, but I've been out here dancing in Vegas. I danced at the Sapphire last night for the first time. I had a fun.
Okay. Do you have a certain amount of set dates that everybody can? This comes out Monday, so this will come out. I think was that the 3rd, the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess the 3rd. So do you have any set dates that the people who, follow you or hearing this can, go out and say, oh, I just heard that woman on the show. I can go check her out. What do you have any set dates?
Okay. So I don't have any set dates in Vegas. I'm just out here for a couple of days, just, testing the waters, checking out clubs, checking out Sapphire. So whenever I'm in Vegas, I'll definitely post on my Twitter, maybe on my Instagram story, because on Instagram, they be tripping. So I'll probably more than likely tweet that information. So you can find me on Twitter at OliviaJXXX. So that's JAYY. XXX. And when I'm back home, when I'm in DC, I work at this club called The Cloakroom. So I'm usually there on Thursday through Saturday.
Okay. So yeah, I didn't want to say that say the city you were from unless you had said it. Because I'm like, I don't want to say she's from DC unless she says, okay, I have permission to say it. Not like I'm very, you know, people don't want you to know that. So I try to make sure that if they say it, then I'll say it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. But yeah, I say it every chance I get because people always ask me, like, where are you from? Yep, I'm a DC native, born and raised in Washington, DC.
I've only been in DC once. It was a long, long, oh my God, I am old ago. It was like 96.
96.
So yeah, 96.
Hell yeah.
Telling my age because I was.
Oh yeah, I was little.
I was in middle school. Yeah, I was in middle school in 96. I think that was like a sixth or seventh grader.
Yeah, I think I was just, a kindergartner around then. I don't know. I was little.
Just jab and turn. Like, yeah, I was in kindergarten. I was in preschool. I wasn't even in school yet. I was still learning my ABCs.
I didn't even know my name yet.
What is my name? You know. Oh, because the only thing I remember from about getting, like, in D.C. is getting into a fight in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
That's lit.
Yeah, that's my main memory about D.C., getting to that fight, and the Ramada, I was staying at, the R was messed up, so it wouldn't light up, so we always kept saying we were staying at a Ramada.
So, yeah. And, like, who did you fight in front of the Lincoln Memorial?
Someone who I had beef with for years, and I tried to squash it when I met that person again in college, and that lasted about a good year. Then it started right back up, and it's weird too because his ex-wife is texting me sometimes still to this day, and it's like
that's messy.
It's like, well, me and like the whole fight thing was about something different, and but yeah, she messaged me now. I'm like, I have no interest in having fun with you in that way, but I will converse off and on. But it's weird, and I think I don't know. See, if you know what I'm talking about, right?
I guess. Kind of remember.
Okay, but anyway,
so many beefs.
Yeah, I used to, I have a lot of beef with people, Olivia. I'm a likable person until someone gets my bad side, and then everybody attacks me.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, it is what it is. Anyway, so we have reached the end because we've been on for a little while, but I want to make sure you say everything, you know, that you want everybody, all your fans to know, like, you know, anything you have coming out, anything that, I know you said you have 2 cents coming out soon, anything else that you want them to look at, please tell us your social media, please tell us where people can, everybody out there, purchase her scenes and everything. You know, we don't recommend stealing anything because this woman is working her behind off for you, so you can, you know, enjoy every bit of her physical form. So yeah.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I have quite a few scenes on my OnlyFans. I have a bunch of different scenes, Gonzo, storyline. I did a parody of Derek Jackson's apology, and that's on my OnlyFans. That was hilarious. So basically, me and my co-star, so he dressed up like Derek Jackson. You remember that big scandal?
Yeah, I seen the, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen the promo for it, and I thought it was hilarious. I think you put the promo on your IG story, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's on Twitter too. The one on Twitter is funnier though, because it cuts to the explicit stuff really quick. So basically, I dressed up like Derek Jackson's wife. I had the bonnet and the whole bit. It was hilarious.
You can check it out, CW. It's like, I didn't see the explicit side of it. I only saw what I saw on the gram. And I'm like, that is hilarious. That is funny.
Yeah, the one on my Twitter, like, we have, like, the whole dialogue and everything. You remember, like, how his wife was just like, oh, I just want to say blah, 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 blah. And so I did that whole thing, and then it just cuts to just... just the sloppy toppy just cut straight into it. It was hilarious. So yeah, that's on my OnlyFans. Yeah, just did a scene with Will Pounder, you know, pizza guy, and then we did this like interview style, like where we're interviewing interviewing each other, and then we go into the lovemaking.
No, I know you have a scene on your OnlyFans that I was actually in the building when you recorded it, and I didn't know what was going on upstairs, and I was dancing.
Yeah, that one is called Hollywood Party on my OnlyFans, but yeah. Yeah, that was crazy, because my friend Musa Phoenix, like he came through to the party. Yeah, we were all at this party in Hollywood, and you know, it was a beautiful like setting. Like the whole building was really nice, and the lights were right. So I just took advantage and just like. Got it in.
Yeah, know? I didn't know it had happened until when everybody was waiting for their Ubers, and someone had asked like, "What was your stage name?" It's like, "Who you were, whatever." And then I told them whatever, and then they told me what had happened upstairs. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I was downstairs. I missed all of that."
We were trying to be discreet, but then everybody suddenly came upstairs. So in the video, like, you can hear everybody in the background, but we're just still going at it anyway.
See, the thing is, like, when I went downstairs, you were dancing on the pole, whatever, and he was sitting there. And the reason I left, because I seen what was, like, it might have head toward that. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be around this. Let me go downstairs and let them do what they do. But I didn't expect y'all to do it there. And I'm like, oh. So they actually did do it upstairs.
Yeah, because it was like the separate room with the couch and everything. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was my first time like really doing something like that in front of everybody. In front of like a room, a party full of people. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. So yeah, you could definitely check that scene out on my OnlyFans. It's called Hollywood Party because I was at a Hollywood party.
I think yeah. I had texted Debbie when I was there. I'm like, this party is gonna be fun because, you know, it was right. It was October, so you know, it was the first gathering I went to since COVID had started. So and I just needed to see humans.
Yeah, same here.
I think I was.
There were a lot of beautiful people.
Yeah, like CW. You were invited, but not invited.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out later.
Yeah, you found out later. You were invited. We didn't know you were invited. Otherwise, I would have came and said, "Come on, let's go." But go ahead. I'm sorry. Leave me.
Yeah, I have a bunch of different scenes on my OnlyFans that are just random and crazy like that. Yeah, me and Musa, we also have another scene of us just on the road. He somehow convinces me to just, you know, give him the sloppy toppy in the middle of traffic.
Okay. It just seems, yeah, you have a lot of chemistry with, he's a cool guy. Everybody out there, y'all should check out the videos that she just mentioned, because I know the person she's speaking to is a really cool person from my experience with them. So, yeah, so tell everybody, where can they find you? Tell you your all your social media, your OnlyFans, your mini vids, where can people purchase seeing you have fun with yourself?
Okay.
Or with others.
All right. So you could definitely find me on OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Olivia_JAYY. And let's see, same thing on minivids, Olivia_JAYY. And you can find me on social media. I'm pretty sure I'm shadow banned on Instagram. I don't really care much about Instagram, but I'll give it to y'all anyway. It's it's Olivia J, JAYY. And Twitter. Yeah, I post all of my teasers and all my good stuff on Twitter. So my Twitter is Olivia J, JAYY, XXX. And yeah, you can find me there at any of those places. Hit me up.
Everybody out there, please go out there and check her out. And I'll say again, like, you're going to see the promo picture. You saw this very awesome, very beautiful woman, and she has a lot to offer. And I can guarantee you, like, things are going to come out that you're just going to be even more in love with all the things that she has to bring you. So check her out now so you can get that early taste of everything that she's going to make you enjoy so much. CW, really quick, tell them where they can find you really quick.
You can find me on Instagram at CC Fitness LA, on Twitter at CC Fitness LA, at ccfitnessla.com, and CC Fitness on Facebook.
Everybody, make sure you if you're in the LA area and you need a trainer, he always has like specials going on sometimes. If he doesn't, it's still a great deal. Get fit with CW. As far as me, I'm Rawstar, RAWSCARR on Twitter and on Instagram. We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, burbankmisfits.com. That says everything that we do, from editing, graphics, fitness, and podcasts. And we just do a lot because, you know, we had like to have fun with ourselves. And Burbank Misfits on Instagram and on Facebook. Olivia, thanks again for coming on. You are a blessing, and I see so much great things in your future, and I can't wait to see everybody out there in the world realize that and see what you have to offer.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for having me.
No doubt, you are a joy. You are an absolute joy. But yeah, everybody, please tune in next week, and we'll talk to y'all then.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.